Not as though, and this is Paul speaking to the church at Philippi. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So my pastor, my grandfather pastored the church I grew up in, and it was a holiness Pentecostal church. There was a lot of legalism going on. You know, you have to do this or do that. And although I didn't understand at the time that what I believed to be my walk with Christ was mostly based on laws and works and, you know, how good I was. And it wasn't until I grew and matured in the Lord that I realized that it was never about what I did. It was never about my works. It was about my relationship. It was about what God did on the cross. Because when he said, "It is finished," it was done. And he had overcome all the things that needed to be overcome so that we could live like we live today under grace and not laws. And even though, like I said, I didn't understand what the pressing way meant, as I began to study God's word at a very young age, probably because my grandfather was a pastor. But he taught me how to get into the word and how to use a concordance to break down the meanings of words. And I was already a bookworm. My parents could drop me off at a library and I could be there for hours just reading. And God took that love for reading and put it in my heart to know more about his word. So I remember sitting down on the couch. My grandfather used to say, "Papa," as I called him, "sit down and let me put a little fat on your head." And I asked him to help me. You know, I didn't understand certain things that I was reading, so he would break it down for me. This particular scripture is Paul talking about how he's pressing toward the Lord. He's pressing toward the mark. Press. That word in the Greek is dioko. It means to pursue, to follow after. There's a form of the word that also means persecution. Do you ever watch or to persecute? You ever watch any of those nature shows where you see the predator animal going after its prey? They get down really low in their stealth, and they move just with a focus and a persistence to get to that target. That's how we're supposed to press into the Lord, press into his word, press into prayer with focus and persistence. The same way we see that predatory animal going after its prey, that's how we as believers, as Christians, should go after and follow after Christ today. Paul, we know about the Apostle Paul. He started out as a person that persecuted Christians. And through a transformative experience, the Lord turned his heart to Christ. And for the rest of his life, through beatings, through prison, through persecution, through ridicule, he built and started churches. And he spoke God's word, and God revealed to him the message of the cross and of grace. We may not have went through the things that Paul went through, but we've gone through some things in our life. We were in a dark place, a place of sin, a place of death. And God took us from that place through some type of transformation. It may not have been the transformation that Paul had, but we went through something. So now that we've gone through this transformation and we've made the decision to accept Christ as our personal Savior, what do we do with that now? He says, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect. On paper, Paul had it all together. He knew God's word. He had obeyed all the laws. But he still stood in error because he stood against God's will. He stood against God's people. Sometimes we fail to press in because we get comfortable. We become complacent. This scripture was written to believers. This wasn't written to the world. We know why they're not pressing after, because they don't have a desire to know Christ. They've rejected him and his way. But this scripture is meant for us, believers, people that have made that decision to lay down our life and allow God to be our Lord and Savior. We can't live in a place of complacency. I remember as a child hearing the Lord is coming back. The Lord is coming back. They used to take us to see these movies of Christ's return. I don't remember the series, but I mean, we used to all be afraid. And at the end, everybody would be running up to get saved because we didn't want to miss the rapture. Well, I have news for you today. He is still coming. And it's even closer now than it was then, all these years ago when it was written. He's still coming. The question is, are you looking for him? Are you pressing into your relationship with the Lord this morning? Are you actively pursuing him? Or have you allowed yourself to become comfortable with your Sunday morning church service? Maybe you show up on Wednesdays too. Maybe, just maybe, you pick up your word during the middle of the week and you spend more than 10 minutes in it. Just maybe you take time in a secret place to pray and spend time with the Lord. Just maybe. I can't answer those questions. I can only answer those for myself. And I'm not as good at it as I should be. Pastor Lincoln was just speaking this morning about how he has increased his time in the study of God's word. We can all stand to spend more time in the word of God. But see, that is a trick of the enemy. He wants us to be comfortable where we are, right here. He wants us to be complacent and to not put thought into our relationship with the Lord. He doesn't want us to spend time in prayer and time in the word, because if we're not filling ourselves spiritually, there's room for him to fill us with the world and evil things and carnal things and things that our flesh wants. So we have to be conscious of what Paul said. Of all the things that he accomplished in his life, even he said, I'm not there. I still have room to grow. I still have time to mature. And that's the same mindset that we as believers need to have. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. What does that even mean? He said, I am apprehending, I am taking eagerly, I am holding on to the Lord, because he held on to me. He's holding on to me. It reminds me of the scripture in God's word that says that we love him because he loved us first. Even while we were in our sins, doing everything under the sun against his word, he loved us. All those years ago when God sent his son, he knew what type of people, what type of humans we would be. He knew we needed a savior. So he sent his son to die for us, to restore that relationship with him. I'm holding on. I'm pressing in. I'm pursuing him because he pursued me. Brethren, I count myself not to be apprehended once again, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 43, and I'm going to read verses 18 through 19. It says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He says he wants to do a new thing in you. We were reminded of the scripture this morning that we are new creatures in Christ. When you accept him, you are a new creature in Christ. The enemy is the one that wants to remind you of your past. He's the one that wants to bring up the things that you used to do that you're ashamed of, that you'll never tell a soul that you did in dark and secret, that you may even be doing in dark and secret now. But see, God sees and knows all things. And when he comes to you to remind you of your past, you can say, but what about your future? Because as long as you stand in Christ, we know what our future is. If you don't, get in the word and find out. Don't allow the enemy to keep you stuck in your past so that you can't look forward. I'm not saying live in the future, but you can look forward to it and live in the present, God's will for your life right now. See, one of those reasons that he took hold of us, that he apprehended us, is because he has a plan for your life to bring him glory, not ourselves, but him. He knows his plan for you. He wants to bless us with eternity. Why are all the reasons God apprehended us? He wants us to grow spiritually. He wants us to mature. But if you're stuck in the past, you can't live in your present. You can't move forward. You're holding on to habits. You're holding on to things from your past. And it's not until you release those things that God can bless you with what he needs you and wants you to have. So Paul said, I'm forgetting it. It's in the present. So yeah, we remember things we did in our past, but we don't focus on those things. We don't dwell on those things. And it's not just about sinful things that we did. Some Christians, some believers who stand in self-righteousness, they focus on what they did last week. Oh, I don't have to pray this week because I prayed last week. I don't have to read the word today because I read it yesterday. He said, take up your cross daily and follow me. And see, when we get that mindset of we're focusing on what we did for the Lord instead of what we're doing, that's how that complacency and that comfortable position that we think we have in the Lord happens. So this is not just about forgetting about the past sins, but don't even focus on the past things that you did for the Lord unless you're thinking, I want to read the word more than I did last year. Or I want to pray, spend a little bit more time than I did last year. Those types of things. But he wants us to live in the present so we can keep our minds focused on what God's will is today. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Seeking God's kingdom first. What are you reaching for? You've watched those, what is it called? A race? I'm trying to think of what it's called. Anyway, that's not the word I'm looking for. But the runners, they're running. I'm not a runner, as you can probably tell. But they're running, and you can just see them. They just have their eyes on the prize. They're just looking at that goal. They're just running. And then as they get to the end, they lean their body forward and they push in to try to get their nose or their arm or whatever they can to reach that finish line. That's how we're supposed to be. Paul said, I am reaching forth unto those things which are before. God is not looking for us to be passive. He needs passionate people of Christ this morning. People that are on fire for him. You know, sometimes when I'm up here and I'm leading praise and worship, and I look out, and I know that everyone's form of praise and everything is different. But to stand and not want to lift your hands, to not want to lift your heart. And it takes time. I'm not ridiculing anyone. But even if in the privacy of your homes, you can get used to it, just lift your hand to the Lord. Just lift your heart to him. So that when you come in this setting, it becomes easier. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. Because there's something about lifting your hands. And your heart to the Lord, it humbles you. And it's an outward show of what's going on the inside. It's not. I had someone come up to me after a service and say, "Oh, that was a great performance." And I said, "No, no, no. It's praise. I don't perform for anyone on this stage. I'm praising my God, my Savior, my Lord." What I'm encouraging you to do right now is to press into praise also. There are people all over this world who can't even say the name Jesus. We have an opportunity to come together as a church body and worship. Worship Him. Don't worry about the people around you, what may be going on later in the day. Take time to press into praise. Our God is worthy of it. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What are we pressing into this morning? Deeper relationship with the Lord. Think about a man and a woman that like each other. They're in a relationship. A man that may want to marry a woman, they take time with each other. They have conversations. They're taking time to get to know one another. There's an intimacy that they are trying to build. And it's no different with our relationship with the Lord. He apprehended us. He took hold of us. He sought us out eagerly for relationship. Relationship. So when we press into the word, when we press into prayer, when we press into our relationship, it grows and it deepens. And you begin to care less about the things of this world and more about eternal things. That's one of the prizes that we're pressing toward. Deeper relationship with Christ. We're pressing towards God's will. You say, "I don't know what God's will is for my life. I don't know, you know. There are certain things about my life, specific things that I don't know, but there's a lot that I do because I spend time in His Word and I spend time with Him in prayer and He speaks to me. So the more you build that relationship with the Lord and you put aside things in this world, things that you want, things that easily distract you, and you put your focus and attention on Him, you'll know more about what His will is for your life. So we're pressing into relationship, and we're also pressing in so that we can walk out and carry out God's perfect will for our life. You know, I pray, "Lord, if I'm not walking in Your will in Your way, don't give me peace." And I can tell when something is just off in my day because I don't feel that peace. And I just have to stop and pray and say, "Okay, well, what's going on wrong here?" Because our God is not the author of confusion, and it's just a mess going on right now. And I need You to help me to focus so I can figure out what is off in my life. And He shows me that. And it may be me. It may be something I'm doing wrong. So I have to humble myself and center and just pray and ask God to help me through that. But that comes with relationship. It's not an overnight thing. What are we pressing towards? Spiritual maturity. When Paul spoke, he mentioned sometimes speaking to babes in Christ. Some of you have been saved for too long to still be a babe in Christ. This, as Pastor Lincoln was speaking about this morning, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But you know too much about God's word to continue to be where you are. We have to get over ourselves and over the things that we want and we think we need and focus on that prize so that we can have that deeper relationship with Christ, living and learning through the power of the Holy Spirit how to walk out His will for our life so that we can obtain that spiritual maturity. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Our perfect example of one who pressed through trials, through betrayal, through persecution, through death, was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Hebrews, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He's the author and the finisher. He is our perfect example of one who put his will aside and lived his life to carry out the will of the Father. Why? For us. So the very least that we can attempt to do is to forget about our past and focus on Him. To stop living in a place where we're comfortable with where we are and press into a deeper relationship with the Lord so that we can walk out His will for our life and ultimately achieve that prize, the greatest prize of our salvation, eternal life with Him. As I close, I just want to share one last scripture. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, I'm going to read verse 7 and 8. It says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. On the days that I am easily taken away from my path, from the pressing way, I remind myself of the eternal prize that's coming. I want to hear the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Not because of your acts or your works or what you did or what you didn't do, but because you pressed. Despite disappointment, despite failure, despite opposition, despite loss, you pressed into me. You pressed into my word. And for that, I say, well done. For that, I say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You didn't put your faith in yourself. You didn't put your faith in your abilities. You put your faith in what I did on the cross. So if I've said nothing else this morning, press. This is a pressing way. The word says those who are in Christ shall suffer persecution. So we will go through things. But our God tells us to lay our cares on Him because He cares for us. We don't have to carry the burden of sin. He's already overcome that. Amen. If you would bow with me. Lord, we love you. We come to you, Lord, with open and humble hearts, just thanking you for the word that you gave us today. We ask, Lord, that you help us, Father. We want to press into you. We want to press into your word. We want to press into praise. We want to press into prayer, Lord. But sometimes we're so distracted and we allow ourselves to be weighted down with the things of this world. But right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you lift these burdens and these things, Lord God, that we're holding on to from our past. Lord, help us not feel comfortable in the place where we are. Reignite the fire in us, Lord. Anoint us, Father, to carry out your perfect will for our life, God. We want to be more like you, Jesus. But we need your help, God. So help us through and by the power of the Holy Spirit to surrender to you. Help us, Father, to surrender to you.
Lord, help us to surrender. Help us to not lean on our own understanding and on our own strength, Lord, but to continue to lean upon you, Lord. You have it all under control, Lord. Have your way. Not our way, not our might, not our understanding, but yours, Lord. Father, we thank you so much for the word that you've given us this morning through your servant. We ask that this word would sit on our hearts, Lord. Invoke us to change, Lord. Invoke us to get in our word more and press and press and press in your word, Lord, to get a deeper understanding of you so that we live our lives according to your way and your will. And we just thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for being out with us this morning. If you haven't had a chance to give, please know we always do need your help. So please give your tithe and offering. And there's numerous ways on the screen to do that. This coming Wednesday, we do have our laity service. So please come out and support our laity members. We'd love for you to be here as they grow and develop in their walk toward the Lord. And if you'll stand with me, we'll just pray once more and be dismissed. Father, we thank you so much for bringing us out to hear your word. Again, we ask that this word would sit on our heart, Lord, that it wouldn't fall to the wayside because it was so good, Lord, and it was so needful. And so we pray that you would just allow it to stay with us. And we just thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.